So just inviting you to find a comfortable seat. You're welcome to lay on your back. Welcome to have a blanket close by. Sometimes it gets a little bit chilly once our body temperature relaxes. Just inviting you to begin to connect with your breath. So inhale through your nose, filling up your belly and your chest through your nose, and then exhaling through your mouth. Just letting go of the day. Next few exhales, you're welcome to let out any audible sounds, whether it's exaggerated exhales or just letting it out, just trusting whatever it is that's ready to be released and released from your body. Just taking this time to connect with yourself. As we inch closer to the spring equinox, all the plants, all the trees, the earth, the animals, our winged kin, our plant kin, four-legged, they'll begin to move around, grow. Taking this time to connect with them. As the snow slowly melts after keeping them warm and insulated throughout the winter, slowly things are awakening, including each of you. Inviting you to connect to your breath. You notice any thoughts that are coming up in your mind, just allowing them to float on by. It's okay to focus on your breath. And you're safe. Taking this time to nourish yourself through your breath, welcoming in all that fresh oxygen. And exhaling out anything that you're ready to release. Just taking this time to trust your body. Just trust that you're connected to all of creation, to the land, to the water, to the air, to the animals, to the birds. In these next few moments, I'm going to take you on a little bit of a journey. Inviting you to keep your connection with your breath. On this journey, just inviting you to just envision yourself on a shore by the lake. Your bare feet are nice and warm. It's a beautiful sunny day. Sky is nice and blue. You feel the heat from the sun on your face, on your body as you stand there, your feet grounded into the sand. And as you look out on the water, you see this beautiful, beautiful Mikasu, Migili, eagle, as it's flying in. It takes its time, and it lands right beside you while you're standing on the shore here. And it's come to visit you. has come to be present with you, to that love, that kindness, and that eagle reminds us of. If it feels okay to do so, they're like to wrap their big, strong wings around you and just hold you. And just remind you of all the love and kindness that's within you. Remind you of all that love and kindness that you have within yourself. That's all around you. That's in the land, the air, the water, your family, your community, and that comes from your ancestors. And that it's okay to ask for help whenever it is that you need it. We're all in this together. As Megizi, Ekasu, Eagle holds you, noticing how it feels, be reminded of that. As your feet feel connected and rooted into the earth, envisioning all those roots coming from the bottom of your feet, going all the way into the earth, connecting in with all the other roots, another plantkin that's below. It's inviting you to feel that strong foundation, creation, and all those elements have for you to feel connected to. Feel that love, that Sagi twin. That we're all interconnected. That Wakotoan. And as the eagle begins to, unwrap their wings from around you, they just stand beside you, into the sky, taking this time to express any gratitude, say miigwech, kananasamitin, thank you to the eagle for coming to visit you. Thanks, see you later. Just thanking it for spending this quality time with you in your spirit. Next few moments, just wrapping up your conversation, this quality time with Mikasu and Mikizi before they fly off into the sky. Knowing that you can return and revisit Mikasu and Mikizi whenever it is you'd like, whenever you need to. Animals are there whenever we need to connect to them, rely on their wisdom, their teachings, their connection. In these next few moments, just inviting you to feel, to notice how it feels in your body after this time you spent with Megizi, this really evil. Just taking this time to, nourish and really feel all that love and kindness that you have within yourself and that surrounds you. Just knowing that the seven generations before us, they prayed for each of you to be here. That is such a special gift to be here. the next few moments, I'll invite you to slowly come back into your body. You're connected to your breath with those inhales and exhales. Taking this time to send some of that love and kindness to someone in your life, whether it's someone that needs it, whether they're struggling, or whether it's to, you know, to someone that you know or someone that you may not even know, just sending some of that love and kindness out to them. As we transition from hibernation and celebrate that spring equinox, as we awaken along creation, as we emerge from the slowness and the steadiness, as we begin to wake up along the rivers and the lakes as they begin to trickle and flow. You hear that ice crackling. It's inviting you to express any gratitude. Send thanks to anything that comes up, to the elements, people in your life. Whatever it is you need, you're welcome to always come back to this space within yourself. To feel that love and kindness when you need it. Just know that it's always there and that you're always supported. These next few moments, we're going to slowly bring our awareness back to our body, into the present moment. It's inviting you to wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, rotate your wrists and your ankles, maybe rotating your neck. Just slowly bringing that awareness back to the body, waking the body. And if you have your eyes closed, you're welcome to slowly open them. And just slowly begin looking around the room, noticing the colors, the textures of the room you're in. Just looking around. Slowly bringing our awareness back to the room, back into our body. And when you're ready, if you're laying down, you're welcome to roll over on your side and rest your arm, or rest your head on your arm. And if you're seated, just continue to stay seated. And for those that are on your side, when you're ready, just come up to a seated position when you're ready. And when you're ready, you're welcome to open your eyes. And if you'd like to jot down anything that came up during your meditation, whether you saw any animals, any visions, if you received any messages, or heard anything, you're welcome to jot those down. And if you have any water or tea around, welcome to have some water. I want to say Kinanasta Mitten to each of you for joining on that little journey together. It's always a pleasure to connect to Mikasu Mukizi, the eagle, and all the wisdom and teachings that it has. The community together.